This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, my friends. Welcome to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. What's on your mind? That's exactly right. How are you? We'll be in Minot on Wednesday. We'll be in Watford City on Thursday. It is a Main Street Initiative Day up there. Governor Burgum is going to be there. Lieutenant Governor Sanford. Should be an interesting and fun day for Watford City, so we'll be up there for that. Just a little bit of a heads up on this week's travels. Looking forward to that. We're brought to you in part today by the Energy of North Dakota. It's happening right now. The Energy of North Dakota. What is that that's happening? Well, producers and communities are working together, securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. There's an abundance of talents, innovation, technologies out there, so energy responsibly produced here can translate to worldwide economic stability. And oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthens all of America. So there you go. It's the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com, bringing you today's program. This first hour, I'm looking forward to chatting with you about whatever is on your mind today at 800-228-0550. A few things caught my attention this weekend. Game of Thrones was not one of them, by the way, that caught my attention this weekend. No. I did see a good interview with President Donald Trump interviewed with Steve Hilton. You heard of him? He's a weekend host on Fox News channels. Different interview. Interesting in that normally people that interview the president are trying to get in 2 hours worth of questions into a 20-minute time frame, and so it's more of them than it is of him. But this one was more of him than of the question, which I thought was pretty good. But we'll get to that. We also have an expert from the White House on the immigration plan that we're going to talk about. But I saw a quote this morning that made me think a little bit about some of the things we talk about on the radio program. Here's the quote. This is by David Brooks, who's a New York Times columnist. He used to be conservative, and now I think the swamp has swallowed him up, but it's kind of an apolitical quote. He said, "How did we in our business get in the spot where we spend 90% of our coverage on the 10% of our lives influenced by politics, and 10% of our coverage on the 90% of our lives influenced by relationship, community, and the places we live in every day?" I think I have an answer to his question, and that is that when you see politics, government, the debate threatening your relationships, your community, and the places you live in, you tend to focus on the 10% that can mess up the 90. But it's food for thought nonetheless, and caused me to ask the question today, what else? What else can we cover? We, I think, do a very good job of giving you, not 24/7 as far as our time goes here, but, you know, a good chunk of our real estate on What's on Your Mind to something that is very important to this audience, and that is someone that has been elected for the first time ever to try and make America great again. Right? So we got that covered, I think, pretty good. I think we have fairly given you facts related to how the Democrats are targeting the president, all the games they're trying to, they don't get that Donald Trump was put where he is, not because he was a Republican, not because he wasn't a Democrat, because he was someone that recognized there were a whole lot of forgotten Americans who saw a roadmap to continued prosperity in the greatest country on the face of the earth being threatened. And he stood up for it. He wasn't afraid to fight for it. That's the genius of Donald Trump. And some Democrats, some media, they don't get that. But fake news, all of that, we try to expose all that for you. Certainly we spent a lot of time defending our farmers and ranchers related to these trade deals over the last year plus, right? Quite some time. We've been talking about this. Or the legislature, whatever. In other words, I think you tell me if I'm whistling past the graveyard, but I think those things get pretty good coverage here. But what does it? What else? What things impacting your life aren't being talked about here? Because we can always do it better. So let's start with what else. Tell me what else. You turn on the radio, you hear what's on your mind, you hear the music, and you're hoping to hear what? Tim, you're first to go. By the way, our telephone number, 800-228-0550. Locally, you can call 701-258-0550. Text me. Todd is off today. Text me at 701-226. That's Todd's number. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Hello, Tim. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Scott. Well, today you're asking what you could do some more talking about. Well, I wish you would talk more about the ranching industry and the cattle industry and how us cattle producers out here are suffering along with low prices, that's not of our making. And particularly, I would like to address the Big Four meatpacking cartel and why it is that we have low cattle prices. And while it was welcoming news last Friday that looks like Japan, the market is going to open up again, how is that going to help us when I read in the front page of my Western Ag Reporter newspaper that there's already USDA inspectors in Brazil inspecting their facilities to resume the Brazilian beef trade imports into this country. So we're not going to see any benefit from that because these big four meat packers, of which two are now owned by Brazil, and they're consolidating and monopolizing more of our packing industry by trying to buy more packing plants in Iowa and other states. So how is this going to help us? And how are we going to see any benefit from this when it wasn't a Democrat Congress that voted out country origin labeling. It was Republican Congress, particularly a Republican Ag Senate Ag Chairman, Pat Roberts from Kansas, that pushed so hard to destroy our country origin labeling. And that's my comment for today. Thank you.
Can you answer your own question for me? What's the way out here?
The way out is we need competition in the meatpacking industry. We have a cartel right now that they pack 80% of the cattle in the country. There is no cash market left anymore. It's all contract cattle. It's an integrated. They want to fully integrate the cattle market like they did the chicken industry and the pork industry, which totally destroyed it for the small producers. There will be no small producers left in the country anymore. But I'm afraid what's happened is that this government, the government as a whole, has decided that a cheap food policy is the ultimate goal of this government and this country, and they'll do that at any price at the cost of the small producer. That's what it looks like is happening to me.
And there certainly is, there is that. We have a cheap food policy in this country. Let me ask you this. If we waved a magic wand and a number of markets were opened up, obviously China is mainly a pork and soybean thing, but if there were, like Japan, they come off their restrictions and we have more markets, is this still a problem? Are you saying no matter how many markets are open, no matter how many places that U.S. beef could be sold, you're still going to run up against your concern over the cartel?
Well, that's exactly right. The cartel in the last 10 years has spent millions, and this can be found out on the internet easily. They have spent millions lobbying politicians to shut down competition. They want to open. What's happening is they're importing this cheap meat in here from Mexico, Canada, Brazil now, and who knows other countries. They bring it in here, relabel it, and then they send it out of here with a U.S. label on it for a higher price. And we can't compete with that. Our markets right now, our feeder cattle market is a barely break-even proposition now. Our cull cattle market is...
Well, I don't remember how long ago, but it wasn't all that long ago. Prices are pretty darn good, right? I mean, there was a stretch of great prices. There was
when
this
country of origin was fully implemented in 2014. Yes, we had the best prices that there was. Yes,
and you still had a limited amount of competition on the other side. Tim, I appreciate your comment. You've described it well from your perspective. I'd welcome others to agree or disagree. More after this.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbraddock. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel and diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by the University of Mary. You know, they have a well-earned reputation for excellence in education. And that can make a critical difference in your company's success. How do those two go together? Well, with the University of Mary, in as few as 15 weeks, workers can earn certificates in the areas of healthcare education and business that will broaden their skills to keep them in the cutting edge of their field. In today's business arena, rapid change is the new normal. Businesses that thrive understand that attracting top talent is key to keeping pace in a fiercely competitive environment. A business that keeps experienced employees offers them opportunities to grow in advance. Earning a certificate or a degree with the University of Mary gives employees a specific set of skills that apply to the job immediately. And the credits from those certificates can also be applied to a degree. The faculty is expert industry leaders. The graduate and undergraduate programs in business, education, nursing, bioethics, a proven path to success. Grow your employees, grow your business with a certificate or degree from the University of Mary. Everybody wins. Find out more at umary.edu/workforce. Texter says, give us an update on who financed DAPL. Are the payments to the protesters going to be taxed? I think the answer to that second question is yes. I think that's settled, isn't it? I can reach out to Ryan Rauschenberger, State Tax Commissioner, get you a definitive answer on that. Question, who financed DAPL? Energy Transfer Partners has sued a number of companies. They're activist groups, Greenpeace International and a number of these other groups, and ran into some judge that was clearly an activist judge, a lot of those out there. So they are now redoing that in a different court in North Dakota, which I think is great. And so we'll find out more about that in the coming days. They'll get to the bottom, but it's obvious who financed it. Very obvious. Wads of cash being handed out. I'd like to know. Just find the organizations, find out who's the funders of those organizations, and you have your answer. So that's why they're doing this, to get to the bottom of it and know definitively. But it's a good question, and I'll check in on the state tax commissioner. The question today, what else? Are we missing anything you want covered on What's on Your Mind? Can we get you any answers? What else is there? What else? What will you turn on the radio? What do you want to hear on What's on Your Mind? Tell me, 800-228-0550. Bob in Harvey, North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I kind of agreed with the last caller. It seems like every time you guys get on that subject, you go to some music and go to a commercial, and then you come back, and the guy's gone, and you don't talk about it anymore. We got a senator that he kind of was bought and paid for, and he got rid of country of origin labeling. So that's what we get.
Who was bought and paid?
Now we should vote him out. Kevin Cramer.
Okay, Cramer was bought and paid for. Oh, man, you don't
know
Kevin
Cramer. Yeah, he was bought off by the Packers, the NCBA.
When you say bought out, what does that mean?
They paid for his vote to get rid of country of origin labeling. It was
they
in the House.
So what, when you
they
say paid for the vote, though, walk me through paid for the vote. How does that work? Somebody writes a check and says, here, go vote this way?
Yeah, he was bought out by the lobbyists.
And how do you know this? How do you so definitively say that's what happened?
Well, I guess it's been all over in the media. I don't know. Maybe I don't know it, but it's not true then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I you know, what you're suggesting is not legal, number one. When someone says, okay, here's a check, now you go vote that way. I think I'm guessing what you're hearing, and I've not heard the same thing, so I don't know that it's everywhere, but I'm guessing that some people who thought differently than you donated to Congressman Cramer's campaign, and therefore he says, but as Kevin famously says, and he has been asked this question before, not on this particular issue, but just in general about campaign donations generally come from people who agree with your position. They aren't giving you money so that you change your position. And you know, to suggest otherwise is, in my view, dangerous territory, Bob, when you say...
Why isn't he trying to help us out and get...
Well, number one, Kevin Cramer, Bob, Kevin Cramer is here for an hour every week taking questions from anyone who wants to call in. Text in,
like
email in, anything. Okay,
right.
1 hour
said,
every week.
Whenever somebody approaches this subject, when Kevin's around, you guys go to music, and then you go to commercial, and then the caller's gone.
Well, that's not true. You clearly are suggesting there's some sort of conspiracy here to keep this topic going. I just talked to the fellow Tim on the road.
Reputation is what it is.
No, but Bob, listen. So Kevin's on the air for an hour every week taking calls, okay? I can count on one hand the amount of times this issue has come up. It doesn't come up that often, which leads me to believe that while you might be very concerned about it and Tim might very well be concerned about it, it's not a large number of people who think that way. And just because you don't have the, I guess, answer you'd like from Senator Cramer on this, that somehow he's on the take, is very disingenuous. It's reckless. It's not going to get you any attention from him or anybody else that might want to help.
Okay, now it's a small percentage of people that this affects, according to you. How many people does it affect?
I didn't say that. I said it's a small amount of people that have called in and asked him about it, which would lead me to believe that there are not a large amount of people who want the change you want. That's all I'm saying. He's here for an hour every week, has been for as long as I can remember. And again, has it come up? Yes. Does it come up all the time? No. So, I know I'm passionate about some issues, and I want to will it so that everybody cares as much as I do about protecting unborn life, for instance, the building the wall, or, you know, take your pick of issues. But I can't will other people to do it. I can't will other people to do it. I can just continue to make my case. And I think you're better off, Bob, trying to make your case, trying to, stand up for what you believe in without suggesting other people are on the take or somehow crooked. And by the way, the idea that there's some theory that as soon as somebody starts talking about this, the music starts and go away. The music starts at the same time, every hour, every day. And in Tim's case, he wanted to hang up. He wanted to say what he had to say and hang up. And I said, no, don't hang up. I want to know some more from you. So I kept him longer. The exact opposite of what you're suggesting happened, Bob.
And see how many people it does affect when cattle prices are real cheap, you know. Nobody's making any money on them. Where do they spend their money? You know, they buy equipment, you know, buy supplies, and when they start cutting back on that stuff, then how many people does it start to affect? I mean, Kevin kind of wanted all the big packers to make all the money, and that's what they're doing right now. We're not getting paid for our product, but we should be getting.
Well, again, I would continue to advocate your position, try and get others to join you. I wouldn't run around saying that members of Congress take bribes to vote the way they vote, because I don't think it helps your cause. That's all I'm saying. And anybody else that agrees with Tim or the last caller, Bob from Harvey, call us up, 800-228-0550. All right, James is on the road, wants to talk about China trade deals. Hang on, James, we'll talk about that. Question today is what else? What else do you want talked about on the program? What else is there? Let us know. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind continues after this. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's rocked the nation, but some of Alabama's own residents are among those protesting the state's new strict abortion ban. A protester at a Mobile, Alabama rally yesterday says the new abortion ban is unfair.
Especially with the rape and incest being included and nobody being allowed to get an abortion, what are you going to do when you have a 12-year-old who's been raped and is forced to carry out that pregnancy?
It's seen as the nation's strictest anti-abortion law, and it was signed into law by Governor Kay Ivey last week without exceptions for rape or incest. Meanwhile, an amendment designed to make abortion unconstitutional in Louisiana is heading to the state Senate today. President Trump is turning up the heat on Iran, tweeting yesterday that, quote, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. And he warned Iran not to threaten the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Knocking at my door. Go away. Don't come out here no more.
I mentioned earlier, it'll be Wednesday up in the Minot. We're actually going to be at the offices of Farm Credit Services of North Dakota. Claude Sem hosting us there, the CEO, along with Aaron Vetter, the CEO from Farm Credit Services of Mandan, and Jeff Swanhorst from Agribank, a Farm Credit Bank. And the reason we are there is that they have put on a Farm Credit Rural Community Grant Fund the last number of years that has doled out like $4 million in grants. In fact, we'll surpass the $4 million mark with the announcement on Wednesday. More than 250 awards made by the fund since it was created in 2012, all about helping communities in the Bakken with projects such as affordable housing, emergency services, medical facilities, and services. Agribank has some mineral rights, and so they thought this was a good way to give back. I think it's kind of neat. So we'll be up there broadcasting live Wednesday, tell you all about that. Looking forward to that. Also, don't forget that two-pack My Pillow deal is still on. This is the two-pack of premium My Pillows, $69.98, $34.99 a pillow, if my math is right, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Ever. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Just remember to use the promo code Scott. All right, back to the phones. What's on your mind? A big question this hour. And James is here. Hello, James. What's on your mind?
Hi. God bless America and your show. I just wanted to try to get my points out, but bottom line is you had a guy on 2 weeks ago. I can't remember his name or where he was from. He was a professional. He handled himself well, and he talked about all these trade agreements with China and with the farmers and everybody bellyaching that it was like an onion. And when you peel apart this onion, the many layers, the closer you get to the middle, the more the onion stinks. One of the biggest things is I'd researched since that and saw he's exactly right. A lot of this is old, but some is modern history. In 2013, China bought Smithfield Foods for $4.72 billion, more than the market value. And it's the largest Chinese acquisition of an American company to date. They control, more acreage and more pork farms in America than anybody else. There's 40 companies instead, Farmland Foods, John Morrell. This Smithfield Foods, I went into Walmart over the weekend looking at ribs to maybe throw on the grill. Everything is Smithfield Foods. They are someone that basically, they raise 15 million pigs a year and they process 27 million. Over 6 billion pounds of pork a year. They have Joe Blow farming pigs and cattle out here, and it's going to Smithfield Foods. And China's got us. They control the grain industry because they buy more grain and import more grain than anybody else. Everything in that cab of the expensive John Deere tractor, combine, all that neat stuff's from China that goes in your interior. And all this cool stuff at Walmart, it's from China. We got to do something and not point fingers. Let's figure it out. If you're playing chess, don't play checkers. You got to play chess. And you got to figure out how to get it fair. And we might need to make a big acquisition and buy these Chinese companies back that are right here in America controlling us and getting us by the short hairs. So it's you peel back the onion and it's deep and it doesn't smell, but we got to do something and Trump's doing a good job.
Appreciate the call, James. Thanks a bunch. Take them on. Great insights today. What else is the question? And you're all providing some good answers. Dan in South Central North Dakota, what's on your mind? Are you there, Dan?
Are you talking to me?
I am, sir. Go ahead.
South Central South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota. Okay, go ahead.
And I probably won't be able to talk to you long. I'm going to lose you. We don't have much reception down this neck of the woods. But anyway, the Packers, if that ain't a monopoly, I don't know what is.
On the Packers?
Yeah. Packers, if that's not a monopoly, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
And as far as the politicians taking money, that's what politicians do. Every politician I know of, they get into office a few years, they're millionaires.
Yeah, well, there's certainly been plenty of examples of that. But I think when you say taking money, obviously people...
Well, no, I don't know how they're getting it, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think the connections end up...
They're all crooks. Every one of them's crook.
I just don't think that.
My main thing...
I don't... Your main thing is what, Dana? Go ahead.
That Packers, that's a monopoly. If you had just that many cars, you know, or whatever... It's a monopoly. I'm going to lose you here.
All right, Dan. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550. Texture says, I love your show, Scott. I thank the good Lord. I can listen no matter where I am, as I think you should get a slot on XM Radio. Keep up the great work. All right. Looks like Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Appreciate that. Texter says, Packers use every bit of bad news to manipulate the market. The high cattle prices a few years ago were the result of a 3 to 4 year long drought in the Southern Plains and 5 to 6 years of high crop prices, which caused small producers to sell cows and break up pastures, bringing the national cow herd to historic lows. Now that crop prices are low, everyone wants to be a cowboy, increasing the cow herd and bringing prices down. All right. Why Trump will win the trade war. I hope you're right. Why Trump will win the trade war. Texture says, is Fisher still getting the runaround with the feds for the wall contract? Yes, is the answer to that one. Somebody else said, I'd like to know what's the status of wall building process in Fisher Industries. Yes, there's still shenanigans going on. Folks, believe it or not, here's an off-air call. Let's go to that one.
Yeah, on the cattle thing, I'm a small cattle raiser myself. Got 5 head. I do all right. I mean, prices aren't super high, but they aren't bad, I don't think. And then I had a neighbor who, he's quite a bit younger, but he wanted to get into it. And nobody helped him because he had no credit. Kind of had a bad reputation as a kid. And I stuck my neck out. Stuck him in. I bought him 5 head. $7,500 I stuck into him. Plus, sold him a tractor for $3,000. He paid me all that back, every dime of it and stuff. In 4 years, he's got 40 cow-calf pairs. Now, I'd say the prices are pretty good. I don't know what these other guys are doing wrong, but prices are pretty good. When he can pull that off, I could be bigger. I don't want to be because I got other things going on, but I do all right. Just my comment on it. So these guys are doing something wrong. Thanks.
All right. Interesting take. Appreciate that very much. Let's go to South Dakota and Sylvester. What's on your mind, Sylvester?
Yeah, Scott. Did you ever hook up with Dusty Johnson when you was down on the border?
Briefly with Dusty down there, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, go back, you know, which is always good to do. Before they voted whether to allow our president to use military funds or whatever to, you know, throw money at the border, and he explained himself in that he does these telephone conferences and listened to him, and he was talking that we had sufficient money, or we had money to work on the border, and he would not, he didn't want to change our where our government functions, because it would be changing the balance of powers that we have between the president and the Senate and the representatives. And so he prevented throwing money at it, which, and when we look back, yeah, he was right, actually. It's not a money problem on the border. It's the Corps of Engineers, actually, as we're finding out. You know, so I think we got to give Dusty a little breathing room, and he's not too bad. I think he's... you know, he's a constitutionalist, and he wants to support our president, and that's what he says. So, and you know, your program is really, your callers are so great, Scott. They are the heroes of your program.
I agree, 100%.
I'm humbled to be one of them. You know,
we're glad you're listening, Sylvester. Thank you, and God bless, Ron and Bismarck.
Yeah, so you were asking about who's paying the DAPL protesters. We are Huntington Books, which was on Main Street in Mandan at that time, and many people came in from the DAPL protest, some crazies, some this and that, and one father came in saying that his son graduated from an Idaho university, and there was a job fair, and they were offering people to come and protest at the DAPL at $15 an hour, time and a half for overtime, please get all the overtime you possibly can. A $500 bonus if you get arrested. We'll pay you while you're in jail and pay for your lawyer's fees. And he said this was the job fair at his son's college in Idaho.
Surprises me not, because
wow.
We heard all the stories. Now, the question is, who's funding that? See, that isn't just somebody saying, hey, go ahead. You know, I mean, in other words, just a kind of a ad hoc effort. That's an organized effort. That's a Greenpeace or a Sierra, you know, International, one of these other... You know, Tom Sawyer from California or George Soros type organizations, wouldn't you say?
Oh, we had such an interesting bout of people come through, and one of them said, I don't want to have happen here that happened in Ecuador 38 years ago. I said, what happened in Ecuador 38 years ago? Well, don't you know your history? Slammed out the door and wouldn't come back in again. We had such crazies come in the store and visit with us.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
But the point is somebody wasn't. That's why the lawsuit's designed to get to the bottom of it. Let's get Dana and Bismarck here. Go ahead, Dana, you're up.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hey, Scott, your callers are they get better and better all the time. Like that one they called in about Smithfield, the guy with the cool. You know, it's out of frustration that you get like that because you got to deal with this. You know, saying all the farmers been rolled for 20 years plus 40 years. You know, sooner or later you say things you shouldn't have said, but it just happened. That guy from the Smithfield, it's all because our prior administrations have sold us out like a bunch of dogs to the rest of the world. And with Trump, what he's doing, he's got to do this. There's no choice. The government's got to. I don't know why they don't come and get my ideas, Scott. I'm waiting and waiting, and they just don't show up.
Well, don't give up. Dana, never. Appreciate the call. Fred is up next. We're going to get to you. Others welcome as well. The question, what else needs to be tackled on What's on Your Mind? Getting lots of answers today. We appreciate it. Text me, 701-367-2054. More after this.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Perinelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com. Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The top of the hour on a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Phone number is 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Local telephone number. We have a text available for you as well. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. And if you are looking for a good deal today, Schwann GMC Buick Cadillac, Mandan waiting for you. Brad Brady, Chet, Jebediah, Marshall, Ronnie, Ryan, Tony, BJ, they're all waiting for you right now. Tyler, Josh, and Lisa will take care of you on the financing side as well. Schwann Buick GMC. Tell them Todd sent you. All right, where did Fred go? I don't see Fred there any longer. How many off-air contributions do we have here, Mr. Producer Man Kevin?
What was that again? Sorry, I was looking at something else.
I said you tell me when you're ready to play some of the calls that came in during the break. Got a lot of calls during the break today. We haven't got to all of them. So we'll get to you another one of those in a moment here. Texter says, do you think all these polls that are out there that show almost every Democrat leading Trump is just like 2016? Trump supporters either refuse to answer pollsters or lie to them. Well, I don't think that's changed at all. And I think polls right now today mean absolutely nothing. Zero. Nada. Texter, there seems to be no conversation about Social Security anymore. I'm not banking on it, but it is. Is it just not a hot topic anymore? Well, it's only a hot topic when somebody's looking to reform it. But.
Or rob it.
Getting our financial house in order is a big part of that. But it's a good question. We'll. Maybe we should, nothing else, we'll have a financial health update on Social Security, right?
That goes insolvent. The next year, you're going to see bank robberies start to increase big time among baby boomers. Because
Texter says there's a very easy solution to this. Buy your meat from a local butcher.
There you go.
My wife and I purchased a quarter beef from Schweitzer's this winter. They have a list of ranchers to choose from for your purchase. Just buy local and keep the mom-and-pop shops going.
There you go.
How about that?
Down in our neighborhood, it's Lakes Processing or Ketter's over in Frazee. Local cattle, locally processed. Fantastic.
There you go. And you mentioned Schweitzer's gourmet beef. That, of course, is one of our fine sponsors here on the program, right next to Runnings on South Washington, Bismarck. 625 South Washington. North Dakota raised, ready for the grill, burger patties. And much more. All right. Look what happened in Australia, says a texter. The polls didn't match that outcome. That's true. Over the weekend, conservative elected, and everybody thought he was going to lose. Texter says, as a rancher, I've learned to take responsibility and accountability. Are there circumstances beyond our control sometimes? Yes. But for the most part, you can make it if you're able to adapt. It's about adaptability and operating within your means. Some good advice there. Why doesn't anyone talk about all the secrets that were sold to China back in the 90s by the Clintons for donations? Well, you know, it's a good question, but we've forgotten so much. It's unbelievable. Texter says, your listeners need to know that Representative Justin Amash is believed to have business interests that import parts from China, and that the tariffs are hurting his business interests. May explain why he's talking impeachment. I'm not sure why that's even news. I mean, Mitt Romney, how many never Trumpers out there? Some Republican that doesn't agree with Trump, that's news? Not news to me. Fred Nguyen, there he is. What's on your mind?
Yeah, sorry, I dropped off there for a minute. Good morning, Scott. You know, we hear this thing called intellectual property. And what is that? We as farmers here in North Dakota, and there still is a we here. If you go to other states that don't have a corporation farming law, there is no we left. It's only the corporations, the ones that try to own intellectual property. What is intellectual property, Scott? I'll give you an example in the ag industry. When we tried as producers, as farmers, ranchers, to get country of origin labeling, we were asking the government to protect our intellectual property and say that our beef was raised, our products were raised here in the United States. Well, everybody fought against us for that, try to get that intellectual property. I mean, the people that fought against us were.
Well, I don't think that. Yeah, I don't think, I, you know. My thing is that, sadly, nobody paid more when you labeled it that, so it didn't necessarily help that. I just think the jury was still out of it. I don't think people fought against farmers being able to be proud of the fact that it's a, you know, American-raised beef, and anybody can put any label they want on it, but the mandating of the label was the whole issue. And what came behind that?
That's our whole fight with intellectual property. We want the ability to put that on. And we didn't get it. And with the grains, it's the same way. China doesn't respect the patents that they have on canola and those seeds.
Oh, and of course, that's a big part of the fight with China. There's no doubt about that, because they rip it off. Fred, as always, great insight. Thank you.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sites in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Learn more about all of our tours and travel at an orientation night, Monday night, 6 p.m. at the Sons of Norway, 722 2nd Avenue North, Fargo. Everyone is welcome. For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.